we're always confident. I mean, obviously, you never know how things turn out, but we're always confident. We always maintain that we will properly qualify to contest the 2009 general elections, that we always respected the rule of law and the Constitution. But it was important for the matter to have been taken to the courts, the evidence brought forward by the courts, the facts brought forward by the courts, for the law to be debated. And it's clear that there was no case against us. And they have lost both on the count of the law and, of course, on the count of the evidence. I never denied that I was a French citizen, but I said that I obtained my French citizenship as a child, and by virtue of that, I had there was no difficulty in contesting elections. I never pledged allegiance to any foreign power or state, but it's a relief, and our hope is that now that this chapter in our political life has been set aside, that the people can come together and build a country. There are too many challenges confronting Dominica and the world.
But to what extent do you think this draws a line in the sand? Because there are people who are convinced you held a French passport at the time of nomination and you should not have been allowed to contest the election.
Well, all this evidence people should have brought to the courts. I mean, the matter was taken to the courts. It is he who says something that has to prove it. You understand? If you accuse me of something, then you have to prove that. And they indicated that they had all the evidence to successfully take him out of the courts, and they were given an opportunity to do so. So our hope is that this matter is settled, is dealt with, and let's look at the bigger issues. There are still people who are unemployed in our country. There are still families that are struggling to survive in our country, and with the present global crisis, and of course we're not spared from it. We have much bigger things to deal with as a people.
But while you're hoping the line has been drawn in the sand, the opposition could appeal the decision. Is that something you're prepared for?
Well, we're prepared for it. I mean, it's a matter for them to appeal it. It is within their legal rights to appeal the matter, and we'll be ready to defend the matter at the appeals court if they take it to the appeals court.
Can things go back to normal in Dominica? When I say normal, I mean this huge quarrel that is going on. In fact, Sir Brian Allen suggested that if the status quo remains, the ongoing war of words would continue.
Well, I thought Sir Brian would have been calling for calm and to say that as a former acting chief justice, that he would call for people to respect the laws and decision on the courts, rather than saying that if the status quo, the people have voted for me. If you look at the results in the Vickers constituency, I got over 85% of the votes.
But my question to you is, will that war of words continue? What can be done to deal with this?
No, but the question is, I have no control over what other people are doing. I have control of what I do and what my party does. And we have been very much restraining ourselves. As you see, we only respond. We're not the ones attacking. We respond to allegations and attacks on us. Our hope is that we can always find better ways of addressing issues. The opposition has a responsibility to come to the parliament, and I believe if they take the opposition into the parliament, then they minimize this nonsense talk shows that we have in the country, where they go and they raise issues and they send out words. So I have no control over what the opposition will do. I am a person. I continue to extend the olive branch to them in the greatest sincerity.